Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you? I didn't hear anything. How are you? Okay, I think I heard somebody say that they was good. Welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have declared and decreed that we are going to the top this year. And yes, this year is still this year. I know it's October. Some of you guys have already checked out for the year. But don't check out because it's still going strong. Restoration, uncommon favor, and double, triple, quadruple blessings are being spoken out for 2014 and beyond. Everything we've lost, and we've said it before, we'll say it again, everything we have lost in the past 10 years will be recovered. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, lost ideas, all will be restored. I want you to touch your phones everywhere you are. Touch those phones right now with me. Come on and say this simple sentence. Y'all ready? Speak this out right now. Okay. Everything the enemy stole is going to be restored by the end of 2014. Now, that's a bold statement, isn't it? But you have to speak those things that be not as though they were. So we're going to say it again. Everything that the enemy stole from us in the past 10 years will be restored by the end of 2014. I believe it. I receive it. I speak it out for you and I speak it out for me. So it is spoken. It is so. Amen. Amen. Y'all can tell I'm a little fired up already this morning. I'm feeling so much better. I know last week I was dragging on the phone because of my jet lag. But today, whoo, I am fired up. And I am ready to go to start this amazing week. I am Teresa Royale Brown, president of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for being with us. We say it every week, but we're going to say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we know everybody's busy, but you are starting off your week with us. And we appreciate you. We just don't want to take that for granted because we know everybody has busy lives and busy schedules. So thank you so much for jumping on this call. And you know, we do these calls every week because we're honoring our commitment to you, not to us, to you, to do these calls every week to jumpstart, motivate, and inspire each and every one. And we also want to give you a little bit of substance so you can stay on track and move forward in your business. And I know there's a few people on the call that don't have a business, we know, but we are praying that your business will come forth this year. I just believe that is going to happen for a few of you on this call that I know for a fact have been praying for their business to come forth. So just keep on believing, trusting in the Lord, and He is definitely going to make a way. Now, a lot of you know last week I was at a phenomenal event planners conference in Las Vegas. And I was there actually all week long. I mean, 7 days in Vegas, I know, a long time. And unfortunately, I actually was in the hotel every single day. I know it's hard to believe, but I didn't even get a chance to really go out to the hotel with so much going on, so many workshops and classes. So I was in the hotel, soaking it in, and then going right to my room and going to sleep because my body doesn't do well with jet lag. But it was phenomenal, and I am truly so glad that I went. I've been invited to that conference for the last 6 years. Never was able to go because I was always so busy, but I'm so glad that God laid it on my heart to go, and I'm glad that I did. It reignited my love for event planning, and I'm excited about the next phase in my life. I have some announcements coming soon regarding my event planning business. So some things are moving and shaking behind the scenes, even on a personal side for me. So I just ask that you guys continue to pray my strength in the Lord. But there's some definite details coming soon, so stay tuned. Now, unfortunately, Charles is not with us today. He is at a training this morning and unfortunately could not get on the call. So I'm going to need somebody to help me with the affirmation today. If you have good energy, if you are fired up, If you are ready to go and start this week, I need you to inbox me on Facebook right now. Inbox me and let me know that you want to help me do the affirmation this morning. And I will go into my Facebook and pick somebody to help me when we get to that part of our call. So do it now. Anybody ready to help me with the affirmation this morning? You've been on the calls in the past. You know the energy that I need for that. I want you to inbox me right now so we can do that affirmation together. And also, as a lot of you know, I think I put it out on Facebook, today is Speed Motivation Day. Woohoo! We did this before and everybody loved it. So we are going to do it again. So I need about 3 to 5 of you who have a quick word of motivation that you want to share with the people today. And you want to be our guest on the call this morning. Just a couple minutes of just quick motivation. We'll pick about 3 to 5 people. If you're interested, quickly inbox me on Facebook. I'll take the first probably 3 to 5. I know last time we actually had 10 people that wanted to do it, but I could only pick 5 in the interest of time. So if you're ready to share a word today that's going to uplift, motivate, and inspire our entrepreneurs and professionals, inbox me right now on Facebook, and I will take the first, 3 to 5 people, and we'll go from there. Now, before we get too far into the call, let's start off our call like we always like to, with a quick word of prayer. All heads bowed, all minds clear, and let us pray. Father God, in the precious, mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you today. We praise you. We exalt your name on high for another amazing day that you have allowed us to see. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength to get us through the day, on our jobs, in our businesses, in our relationships, in our marriages, and even in our singleness. Lord, we just thank you for everything. You know, sometimes, Lord, we don't thank you enough, but today we just want to thank you for all that you have done. Lord, I ask that the folks that share on the call today bless someone, encourage someone, motivate someone to keep moving ahead in their life and in their business. We just thank you, oh God, and we just know that it is done. Everything that we have spoken out that we're getting restored in this, the end of this year, we just know that you are going to do it. We just ask right now that you just open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have no room to contain. And we just know that you have done it. It is done. We have spoken it out. And we receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Amen. I am just so fired up today. I'm just in a grateful mood today. We should be grateful all the time. But today I'm in just a total state of just gratefulness for all that God has done. Sometimes we just take it for granted that he has allowed us to wake up and see another day. We can't take that for granted because somebody didn't wake up this morning, y'all. Somebody doesn't have their sight. Somebody can't hear. Somebody can't speak. We have just got to thank God for the simple things that he has allowed us to be able to do, have, and be. Amen? Amen. So make sure that you give God some serious praise today. I just felt led to say that to you guys. Make sure you give God some praise today because he deserves it. He deserves it all the time. So now, each week we have some new people on the call, and I know some of you are wondering, who the heck is FNET and what do we do? And FNET is a business relationship building organization. And we do that through having networking experiences, workshops, retreats, and our Legacy Awards Ball that we have at the end of every year. You know, we say that every week, and I know some people are like, what does that really mean? And in short, FNET really is about building relationships, period. We do events and workshops and retreats, etc., but the whole reason we do it is to give our attendees an experience, and one that is warm, it's friendly, interactive, and fun, because we want you to feel like family when you are with us at our experiences. In addition,
FNET, we just don't talk about recognizing entrepreneurs and also, yeah, employees, because we have some professionals as part of our organization that are acting like an entrepreneur, even though they are working for a boss. So we like to recognize those unsung heroes who are leaving a living legacy, not just for their own children, but they're leaving a living legacy for other entrepreneurs and other professionals. And we're in our ninth year of hosting these FNET experiences, and we just sincerely hope that you join us so you can grow your business and your bottom line. And over the years, you know, I've said it before, we've met some amazing people through the FNET experiences. So many folks, Sylvia Henderson, Emmy Vickers, Rosetta Thompson, Lori Gilligan, so many awesome folks that have come through our life, and we are just so pleased that they are part of our network. Rob House, Maynard Bonzano, I could go on and on and on of all the folks that have blessed me and Charles's life, and we are just so glad that you are part of our network. So for those of you who have never been to an FNET experience, make sure that you make that a priority. We have our upcoming Legacy Awards balls coming up on this Saturday. It's not too late to get tickets. It may be too late by Thursday, but today's Monday, so you still have time. Get your tickets and join us on Saturday. Now, I said I needed somebody to help me with our affirmation. So, let me see who has inboxed me on Facebook, because I haven't really looked out there. So y'all bear with me. If y'all have been inboxing me, I'm sorry. I have not really even looked into Facebook to see who has inboxed me. Okay, I see a couple people who want to share on the Speed Motivation. Okay. All right, now who wants to help me with our affirmation today? Now, nobody's inboxed me to say that they wanted to help me with the affirmation. Now, I will pick somebody. Y'all know me. I will pick you. So, if you want to help me with the affirmation, come on. Inbox me now. And I'm going to pull you in on the call. I wish I could get Tia Tenacious to help me. Let me see if Tia's on the call. I wish I could get Tia Tenacious to help me, but I know she can't because she's at work. Oh, yeah, Tia Tenacious, I see you on the call today. I know you can't help me, sweetie. I know I done called you out, but I'm not going to pick on you. All right, now, I see three people that I want to ask, but, you know, I know they might get mad at me if I put them on the spot. Felicia, step your life. Felicia, step up your life. Now, if you can help out on the affirmation day, send me an inbox on Facebook. I'm not sure if you're at work today. Victoria Cooper, I see you. I just named two people. If you guys can help me with the affirmation, inbox me, because I can't remember if you guys are working today or not. If you can, send me a quick Facebook message. Hold on, I'm trying to get back into Facebook and see if I'm getting any messages from them. Let me see. All right, I'm not seeing anything from Felicia, Step Up Your Life, or from Victoria Cooper. I know, Victoria, you're at work, so don't worry about it. Okay, let me see. I see Lori Gilligan. Oh, Lori Gilligan is on the call. Awesome, Lori. Okay, so Miss Lori says she will help me with the affirmation. All right, so everybody, I'm going to pull Lori in a second, but wherever you are, we need you to stand up and get ready for our Monday affirmation. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, I figured you couldn't, Felicia. That's fine. Are you guys ready? Okay, so everybody, wherever you are, standing on up, let me get back in and see who's on the call today. We shout a few people out before we start our affirmation today. Let's see who we have on the call today. All right, Yolanda Everett Wilson is on the call. Lady Yolanda, welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. Thanks for being on the call with us. Caritha Crawford, one of our elite members. Lady Caritha, good to see you on the call today. Are you guys standing up wherever you are? I said Victoria Cooper. Victoria, wherever you are, if you can, stand up, lady, and say this affirmation. You might be like Tia today, and you gotta shake your leg. If you are at your desk and you cannot yell out the affirmation, just shake your leg and whisper it like Tia Tenacious does. Lady Tia, good to see you back on the call, sweetie pie. Hope all is well in your world. Rob House. Brother Rob House is on the call. Woo-hoo! Brother Rob, good to see you, buddy. And our speaker from last week, Maynard Manzano. Maynard Manzano, he was awesome last week. If you missed him, you missed a treat. Maynard is back on the call with us today. I cannot shout everybody out. There's a lot of people on the call today. Unfortunately, I'll be on the phone shouting all y'all out for an hour. But thank you guys so much for being on the call. Felicia, step up your life. Good to see you back with us, sweetie pie. I know you can't really yell out the affirmation today, but just whisper it and shake your leg like Lady T is tenacious. Okay, so Lori Gilliken is on the call, and she is going to help us with our affirmation. So hold on for a second, Lori. I'm going to bring you in. Everybody else, if you can stand up, stand it on up, and be ready to shout this out from your stomach like you mean it. Okay, let me see. I'm going to unmute you, Miss Lori. I always love it when I unmute people and just bring them in on the call. I did that one time and somebody got scared, so I try to at least tell people I'm about to do it. Lori Gilliken, are you on the call?
The Royal Brown, how are you, woman?
Hey, Lori, how are you, sweetie? I'm doing good.
All right. I'm ready to help get these people motivated and excited about their week. Oh,
wow. Listen to Lori. See, now this is what I'm talking about. Lori got some good energy. That's what we need. We need good energy on the call, okay? So, everybody, like I said, wherever you are, stand on up, and we are going to speak out into the atmosphere who we are. And as for some of you who don't know, we have added a new affirmation statement. So if you have missed it, be on the list to listen for it. Are you ready, Lori?
I am so ready, Teresa.
Okay, so just repeat after me. And you guys repeat after me and Lori as we say this affirmation. Okay, so Lori, you want to start with the I am. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic.
I am courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, so Lori, you know I'm going to stop right there. Y'all know I'm going to stop. Now, when we say amazing, we got to speak it out from the depths of our stomach. So we got to speak it out like we really, really mean it. So we're going to do that one more time. You ready, Lori?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
I am amazing! Woohoo! I love it. All right.
I am
consistent.
Consistent.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. Come on, Teresa. Can these people out here? I'm not hearing anything, y'all. Come on, let's go for it.
All right.
I am.
And this is our new affirmation statement. We're going to say this one three times. So, I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Okay, we're going to say it again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
All right, and we're going to say it one more time, and this time I want you to really speak it out into the atmosphere. Say it like you mean it. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Yes.
Firm and believe that, Teresa.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Amen.
am.
And I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And. Highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored. I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it, Lori?
I believe it and affirm it, Teresa.
All right. Does everybody believe it on the call? If you believe it, I need you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving, and say, I am taking my business to the top. Say it one more time, Lori.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo! All right, Lady Lori, thank you for helping me with this affirmation. Stay on the line. All right, guys. Did you really believe that affirmation today? Did you believe it? Did it resonate in your spirit? Did you get it down deep in your soul? I hope you did, because we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience, because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, your family, your business, that it will come to pass. Not might, not maybe, not kinda. You know, it's going to come. It's going to come to pass. So you have to keep speaking life, speaking good things, speaking positivity, and watch your life, watch your family, watch your business, watch your circumstances change. And it's going to change. It's going to change for the better. You can't keep speaking out positivity and positive don't come into your life. It's just not, it's the law. It's just the law. So whatever you do, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. So you keep on speaking positive, guess what's going to happen? Positive. You speak negative and watch what happens. Negative. So, speak life. Speak good things. Speak positivity. And you watch and see what happens in your life. Amen? All right. Now, last week, we had a phenomenal speaker. We had Brother Maynard Manzano. Sir Maynard. Maynard was with us last week, and he was awesome. His topic was cultivating vitality to be a better entrepreneur. The importance of promoting healthy daily rituals to have more energy to do what we love to do. What a phenomenal call. It was absolutely phenomenal. And Maynard gave us 10 points. And it was so interesting about Maynard's talk, because he actually spoke about being healthy. We sometimes forget that in order to keep doing what we do, we have got to maintain our bodies, guys. Not only our mental and emotional being, but we have got to maintain our physical being so we can keep on running on and see what God has for us to do. So if you missed that call last week, I'm ashamed to say that it's not up on the website yet, but it will be up by tomorrow. So be on the lookout. We're going to have that replay with Maynard up on the website by tomorrow. And some of you asked for Maynard's 10 points. He did email them to me. And I will be putting them out inside the event feed. Unfortunately, like I said, our web person, she actually was out of the area over the last week or so I wasn't able to get to her. But I will be getting that to her today, so she's going to put it up by tomorrow. So today, it's back, FNET Speed Motivation. And Melanie Inspires named this, bless her heart. She named this because we just couldn't figure out a name for it, but it's FNET Speed Motivation. And this is where we bring in a couple of folks randomly who want to share a few minutes of motivation with the folks on the call. So today, let me see who said that they wanted to share. Now, like I said, we can take in probably about 3 to 5 people. We'll see how it goes. So let me see who we are going to pull in. If you have a word that you want to share with the folks today, quick word, no more than 2 minutes, that's going to uplift, motivate, and inspire our callers today. We're going to let you share it. We're going to bring you in. So let me see who's the first person that said that they wanted to do it. Oh, here we go. Karen Johnson Gilliam. Lady Karen Johnson Gilliam, I know you said you wanted to share today on the call. Let me see if I have your number on here, Lady Karen. If not, I'm going to need you to send it to me. Actually, no. Karen, can you inbox me your phone number so I can pull you in on the call? See, what you guys don't know is sometimes people call in, we don't know who they are because we don't know what their phone number is. So, Lady Karen, send me your number, sweetie, and I will pull you in. Oh, she's typing. So let's see. Okay. So, Lady Karen, I'm about to pull her in, and she is going to share with the folks. So, let's see. Get ready to be blessed. All right. Oh, there you are, Lady Karen.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Lady Karen. I see you are on the call.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, my dear. Thank you so much for being one of our guest speed motivation talkers today. So, what you got for the people?
Well, Lady Teresa, I want to share something that I've been studying lately, and actually I'm in the process of writing a book called The Grace to Complete,
mm-hmm.
and it's about God's grace. And this title is called The Grace Bridge, and it's from 2 Corinthians 12:9. And we all know that a bridge is a road, a path, a canal by means to travel across from one side to the other. And so on one side of the grace bridge is the natural. This is what we can do on our own capabilities. The other side is called the supernatural. And grace is the means to take you from the natural to the supernatural. So you cross that bridge from the natural side to the supernatural. On that supernatural side, that on that bridge of grace is God's unmerited favor to empower you to complete that which you can do in the natural, but he's going to take you to the supernatural. You cannot be empowered without grace. And again, grace is God's unmerited favor to empower you to completion. So there are three things, and then I'll wrap it up, that you can do. First, whatever you desire in your life must be born in your heart. And that's Proverbs 23:7. And then you must renew your mind. Romans 12:2. And then step into a grace lifestyle. And a grace lifestyle is first believing, receiving, resting, acknowledging the finished work of Christ. So travel that grace bridge. Go from the natural to the supernatural and be empowered by God.
Wow. Do you know you just spoke a word to my spirit? You just spoke a word to my spirit. Amen. I need to do that today. That was for me. I don't know if it was for anybody else on the call, but that right there, that was for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. You don't even know, Karen. You're just like, what did I say? You spoke a word. Wow. Lady Karen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Don't hang up. Stay on the line, okay?
Oh, no. I'm not.
Oh, all right. Wow. Did that bless y'all? Did that bless you guys, what Karen Johnson Gilliam just said? Wow. Unbelievable. That is good stuff right there. You see, this speed motivation is good stuff. That is good stuff. Karen Johnson Gilliam, thank you so much, lady, for those wonderful words. Unmerited favor. I love that. I love that. I love that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, let me see who else wants to speak to the people today. Let's see. Brother Rob. Brother Rob House is back on our speed motivation. You know, last time, Brother Rob House gave us a good word for the folks. So I see Brother Rob wants to come back on. All right, Brother Rob, I'm going to bring you in. Let me see what you got today for the people. Let me see where you are on this. I got to switch back and forth from my Facebook to the call. Let's see, Brother Rob. Oh, here you are. Brother Rob, are you on the call?
Yeah.
Brother Rob! Brother Rob! Brother Rob!
I am everything we said.
I know that's right. I know that's right. How you doing, Brother Rob? Thanks for being back on our Speed Motivation Day. So what you got for the people that's strong today?
I invited some folks, too, because, you know, I feel like I'm just being selfish if I don't share the wealth, right?
That's right.
I'm just being selfish. So I invited some folks to get on this call. So I got something real quick. You know, I heard some powerful things over the last 72 hours, and it was like a bunch of little phrases. Some came to me and some I heard. And so it starts off with, you know, it's never too late to be who you could have been. And we'll start with that. It's never too late to be who you could have been. And that basically means that as long as you wake up, as long as every moment is another opportunity for you to turn everything around. Every second you get is another opportunity for you to do what you wanted to do before. So a lot of times we think because, you know, we're at a certain age or because we missed a certain moment or an opportunity came and went, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to also realize is that very often these obstacles that we have and that we go through, every obstacle can turn into an opportunity. And so very often obstacles make people feel defeated, make them feel inadequate, and it demotivates them. But if you change your perspective, right, every obstacle can turn into an opportunity. And then that testimony can be the check that you share with somebody else that's going through the same thing. Mm. It's never too late to be who you could have been, and every obstacle could be an opportunity. Now watch this. When the weight gets heavy, just count it as a workout. You know?
I love it. Say it one more time.
You know, when the weight gets heavy, just count it as a workout. You know, when you go to the gym, you start lifting weights. When you think about this, if you have a dumbbell in your hand and you're curling that dumbbell, and the dumbbell is giving you resistance, if you start looking at your arm, what's happening is that muscle is actually starting to build because of the resistance. The resistance is actually building the muscle. So the same thing happens with your spirit and your life. The things that are causing resistance, you can begin to gain muscle and strength in those particular areas. So when the weight gets heavy, just count it as a workout. And in conclusion, realize you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's the icing on the cake. Okay? So it's never too late to be who you could have been. Every obstacle can become an opportunity. And when the weight gets heavy, count it as a workout. And just know you can do all things through our Christ that strengthens us.
Wow.
I am.
Rob! Woohoo! That was awesome. Awesome, awesome. Brother Rob, thank you so much, sweetie, for sharing.
Thank you. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, don't hang up. I'm about to meet you again, but thanks
okay.
for being on our Speed Motivation today.
You got it.
Wow. Were y'all blessed by those two people? Were y'all blessed by those two powerful Speed Motivation. Now, we got a couple minutes. Anybody else want to jump on and give a quick word of Speed Motivation today for the entrepreneurs and professionals? Just a real quick, 1 or 2 minute, powerful, uplifting of scripture, some motivation, a word. Go on once. Inbox me on Facebook if you want to. If you want to, inbox me on Facebook and let me know if you want to be one of the ones that gives a quick word of motivation to the folks. I'm going to take one more person, so whoever inboxes me fast, I'm going to let you do it. Oh, well, look who just inboxed me and said he wants to say a few words. Brother Ricky Wilson, all the way from St. Louis. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull you in, Brother Ricky. Oh, thanks for giving me your number, too. Let me see. Because there's quite a few folks on the call, like I tell y'all every week. And some people's number we have saved, and we can just call you out. And if I don't have your number saved, I can't give you a shout-out. So that's another thing. If you want to get a shout-out from me, make sure that I have your number, and I'll make sure that I shout you out if I see you on the call. All right, because there's so many numbers, I can't tell who's who. All right, let me see if I can pull Brother Ricky in. Brother Ricky Wilson. Brother Ricky, are you on the call?
All right, can you hear me good?
Yes, you loud and clear.
Awesome. Hey, how you doing? It's been so long.
I know it's been a long time, Mr. Man. All right, so what you got for the people today? What you got? What word of encouragement?
Just a quick word of encouragement. Actually, anytime I go to watch a movie, I'm always looking for a message. So one of the latest movies, if you haven't saw it, go see it. The Equalizer. Now, of course, I'm not getting paid anything for promoting this movie at all, but I went to see that movie, and in watching that movie, I learned something. Just real quick lesson that blew my mind as I was watching it, and I watched the whole movie. Now, what in the movie, without telling the movie, Denzel Washington, the role that he was playing, he had been through some specialized training, okay? Previously, nobody knew this. He worked a common job, just did common things, and he had a common life. But he came in contact with a stranger who needed help uncovering who she was, right? She needed help uncovering who she was, and they would meet up in this diner all the time, and then finally she made her move and sat by him. And long story short, some guys ended up meeting her, and Denzel, at that moment, went from being a common man to being an uncommon man. And he went out there and he fought for her, right? And helped her to get to the place where she was able to become who she was. And the message from that, and I'm trying not to tell the movie for people that's going to see it, the message from that is that everything that you've been through, every ounce of training that you've had, everything that you've been through, has prepared you for that stranger you're going to meet, right? That's going to give you the opportunity to become an uncommon person, right? Uh-huh. To step out there and do something absolutely amazing, to do something wonderful for you to get in a place. And if you look at the movie, when you just look at it, Denzel Washington was comfortable. He was, he had to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? You have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so he was put in a lot of uncomfortable situations, but he was comfortable with it. And because he was, he put other people in uncomfortable situations, and it put him in a place to where he was able to help this young lady. Right? He told her this, and this is what he fought to help her to do. He said, you have to be who you are in this world. You have to be who you are in this world, and you can't be that person until you discover it. Now, in her brief conversations with him in the movie, she discovered who she was, right? And so she went through all this stuff. He fought, and he did a lot of amazing things throughout this movie. And then at the end of the movie, she was becoming who she had discovered she could become. So at the end of the movie, because he got uncomfortable or got comfortable with being uncomfortable, because he went from a common man to an uncommon man, this woman was able to be who she was supposed to be in this world, and her pain put her in a position for it. Her pain put her in a position, an uncomfortable, painful situation, put her in a place where she met this man who said, you know what, I'll choose to be uncommon to fight for this person's freedom, if you will. And when you get a chance to see the movie, it might make sense to you, but I'll tell you one thing that you always have the opportunity to do in your life right now. One is to go from common to uncommon. Two is to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And the last thing is what he said in the movie is, guess what? You have to be who you are in this world. So it's so important, as Mark Twain said, there's two important dates. One, the one when you were born, and then the last one, when you find out why. With that said, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to share some speed motivation this morning.
Thank you. Wow. And it was a plump release and pleasure. That's a tongue twister, y'all. For you to be on here today, Brother Ricky Wilson, that was good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you so much, dear, for being on the call today. All right. Wow. I don't even know what to say. There's a theme through our three speakers today, and they don't even know each other. But the theme is uncommon, unmerited, uncommon and unmerited. Go from being common to uncommon. Go from being uncomfortable or comfortable to uncomfortable. When the weight gets heavy, count it as a workout. I mean, I'm just floored. Every obstacle can be an opportunity. I mean, were y'all listening to our speakers today? Were y'all listening to them? Because I'm telling you, they have truly spoken a word to my spirit, starting with Karen. Oh, my goodness. God's grace will give you, will empower you. And you can't be empowered without God's grace. And he will give you unmerited favor. Wow. Guys, Karen Johnson-Gilliam, Brother Rob House, and Brother Ricky Wilson, thank you guys for being our three speed motivators this morning, because y'all have motivated me. I don't know if it motivated y'all, but y'all have motivated me. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. If you missed any of this morning's speed motivators, we will definitely have this replay up fairly quickly. I'm going to actually make sure that our web person gets the last couple of calls on our website ASAP, because that was good stuff this morning. Karen, Ricky, and Rob, when y'all get a chance, go into the feed. I haven't updated the date on it, but y'all know our motivational call event. Go into that feed and put in your points from this morning if you can. If you can't find that, just put it on my webpage or my Facebook page, and I'll put it in there into the event feed. But make sure you put your points in there. I'm going to try to put a few of them. But Karen, I know you did a few scriptures, and I really want you to put all those in. I was trying to write fast, but I couldn't write them all down. So make sure that the three of you guys put your points in that feed, because that was good stuff this morning. I love our speed motivation. And, you know, I know we never really let you guys know when it's going to happen. We just kind of do it randomly. And I think it's better that way, because you never know who you're going to get on the call. But be prepared for that, because you never know when we're going to do the speed motivation. And some of the stuff that you guys say, you don't know who you're blessing with it. You don't know who needed to hear that word today. And actually, all three of the speakers today, I needed to hear the word from you guys. Y'all don't even understand. But y'all spoke a word to my spirit, and I appreciate you guys so very, very much. And we're about to close out today, actually pretty much right on time for a change. I know we've been going over the last few weeks, and I just didn't want to cut it off because it's been such great information shared. One announcement, y'all know what it is, this Saturday, if you have not gotten your ticket for the FNET Legacy Awards Ball, we need you to get your ticket no later than Wednesday, because we're probably going to be sold out and we'll have to cut off the ticket sale. So make sure that you get your ticket to the FNET Legacy Awards Ball this Saturday. For everyone on our call, don't forget, you guys still have a discount. Type in the word top level in lowercase if you have not gotten your ticket yet. Type in the word top level in lowercase, and you will get a $20 discount on your ticket. That is for our top level callers. We appreciate you. We love you guys, and we want to at least give you a little something-something to show our appreciation. So that's it for me. And Charles sends his best regards. Like I said, he's in a training this morning, but he sends his best regards. And I want you guys to be pumped up the rest of this week. It's going to be an amazing week. Speak those things that be not as though they were. You got to make sure that you know that God will give you unmerited favor if you just trust him. And if you got any obstacles in your life right now, when the weight gets heavy, count it as a workout. And then you got to go from common to uncommon, and from being uncomfortable to to comfortable. I love that. Speakers today, Karen, Rob, Ricky, thank you so much again for being on our call. And remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line one relationship at a time. Make sure you put into practice the information that our speakers shared today. Don't delay. Make sure that you are going after your dreams and goals today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Have a state of gratitude all day today. Make sure you give God some serious praise. I don't know why I keep feeling led to tell you guys that. Make sure you give God some serious praise today, because when you are grateful, when you thank Him, when you trust Him, He puts everything into perspective, and He gives you your heart's desires. Thank you all so much for being on the call today. We love you. Have a great week. Take care.